Okay, good morning, good day, good afternoon, evening, all that kind of good stuff. Chuck here with Merino Canine, the Dogman Underground podcast. Today I want to talk about what people actually really need in a home and audio protection dog. Audio. Auto. You know, there's a lot of showmanship at all levels in this. And the reason I bring this up is Trudy's probably pretty close to finished of a dog for me and what I need. And I think most people, this is probably what they need. So where is she at with her training? So we start out with agitation, of course, making sure that the dog is going to engage with somebody, building its confidence a little bit. And then we move on to the control aspect, being able to control our dog while it's in defensive drive. That's where Trudy's been at for probably too long of a time, but that's just me not having enough agitators or time to work with her. But anyway, a few more times with that, and I think we're going to be able to move on to the final phase, which is turning bumps into bites. And this is where we're going to actually let her engage with the guy, and I call her off. This is where what I did with Appy. And I know David and some other people were like, man, if I had a dog like that, I would be totally content. And so what does Appy do? Well, Appy's just a really obedient dog that I know for sure that if needs be, she's going to engage and stick in there and fight somebody. And she's going to stop when I tell her to stop. And that's pretty much all I need. You know, it's not a show. It's not a YouTube channel looking for likes or anything like that. If you can have a dog, what would you be happy with a dog that you know that you knew for sure when you gave it its word is going to engage somebody, and when you gave it its other word, you could call it off? Would you be satisfied with a dog that would do that? I think most people most certainly would. I don't need to necessarily have it, you know, fighting two or three people. I don't need to, you know, what I notice a lot of with the civil agitation. A lot of these guys have turned that into a show in and of itself. Seeing how close they can get to the dog without getting bit, and it starts turning into a competition between these agitators, where the agitation process, I'm talking about civil agitation, not with a suit, that turns into a performance in a show in itself. I noticed this on YouTube, and really has nothing to do with agitating the dog correctly. It's an ego thing between people. I don't know if you ever noticed that, but with the particular schools of the civil agitation work. But I think most people would be quite content to have a dog like Trudy, even right now. You know, I know that she's going to bite this dude. There's no doubt about that. So yeah, you know, think about that. You know, what do you really want out of your dog? Not everybody wants. Now, you can keep on going and run it through more scenarios and get it, you know, tougher and all of that, but really no need for that. That's, you know, if you think about this, about, and I think Gypsy is correct about this, and even Lee Robinson and his insanity said, Lee Robinson said that 90% of problems can be handled with a threat display, right? And yet he spends zero time dealing. This is what you'll see. And this is true. If you can think about that, in most real situations, 90 to 99% of potential problems with intruders can be taken care of with a good, serious threat display. And yet there's about zero time spent on threat display. It's all on dogs clinging off sleeves. So, you know, working on and developing that good on-command threat display will go a long, long way to taking care of most problems. So, you know, what are the chances of our dogs actually going to have to engage with someone is pretty minimal, you know, in these situations. But it's good to know that you're going to have a dog that will engage and that you can handle. And then I call it quits, man. That dog is done for me, for what I need. Again, I'm not putting on a show. I'm not looking for subscriber counts or anything like that. What I want is a dog that'll keep somebody out of my house and out of my automobile, and also protect my wife hiking. You know, we were talking about what a joy, like a dog like Trudy, where my wife could go into the woods And we know right now, for the most part, she's almost there. What we don't want, here's the scenario. Say my wife is walking through the woods. She gets about a mile and a half down the trail, and there's some creepy dude out there, right? Well, what you don't want is your dog running after this dude, dragging you into a bite, pulling on the leash, right? We don't want any of that. What we want is for my wife to be able to tell, you know, Trudy or whatever dog it is, hey, watch this guy, and have her seriously, you know, put on. Then my wife can say, hey, you know, you come any closer, man, you're going to get my dog. Or that gives her the time to get to her pistol, or then she can say, you know, the dog's at least your worries, mister. You need to get back, right? Problem solved right there. But the main thing is if you run into a situation like that, you don't want that dog to be dragging your ass and pulling. You want it to stay right there, barking, growling. And when that guy comes in too close of that legal space, then we're green lighting and letting that dog loose. Then we need to be able to call our dog off as well. It can't be chasing this dude and continually mauling the guy, right? And I don't know, you tell me, would you be content with a dog that did something like that, where your wife could go out and, I actually got my first training client this weekend. I'm actually training other people's dogs for the first time, and got my first client already. It's amazing. There's actually a demand out there for this kind of stuff. I'm kind of focusing on women more so than anybody else, but Trudy's coming along great. Like I said, a few more sessions with her, and her control level is going to be really good. And then we're going to start having the guy come in with the baseball bat, and she's actually going to be engaging with him in the muzzle. And once we get her solid on that, that's another done dog, as far as I'm concerned. What are your thoughts? What are you looking for in a protection dog? Like I said, not everybody's looking for a man stopper, and I think a lot of people will be quite pleased, even if they had dogs at the level that I train them. Your thoughts below. Have a good day.